brought to you by Penguin.
The Crippled God by Stephen Erickson. Performed by Michael Page. Many years ago, one man took a chance on an unknown writer and his first fantasy novel. A novel that had already gone the rounds of publishers a few times without any luck. Without him, without his faith, and, in the years that followed, his unswerving commitment to this vast undertaking, there would be no Malazan Book of the Fallen. It has been my great privilege to work with a single editor from start to finish, and so I humbly dedicate The Crippled God to my editor and friend, Simon Taylor. Book 1. He was a soldier. I am known in the religion of rage. Worship me as a pool of blood in your hands. Drink me deep. It's bitter fury that boils and burns. Your knives were small, but they were many. I am named in the religion of rage. Worship me with your offhand cuts long after I am dead. It's a song of dreams crumbled to ashes. Your wants overflowed, but now gape empty. I am drowned in the religion of rage. Worship me unto death and down to a pile of bones. The purest book is the one never opened. No needs left unfulfilled on the cold, sacred day. I am found in the religion of rage. Worship me in a stream of curses. This fool had faith, and in dreams he wept. But we walk a desert rocked by accusations, where no man starves with hate in his bones. Poet's Night, 1-4, The Malazan Book of the Fallen, Fisher Keltath. Chapter 1. If you never knew the worlds in my mind, your sense of loss would be small pity, and we'll forget this on the trail. Take what you're given and turn away the screwed face. I do not deserve it, no matter how narrow the strand of your private shore. If you will do your best, I'll meet your eye. It's the clutch of arrows in hand that I do not trust, bent to the smile hitching my way. We aren't meeting in sorrow or some other suture bridging scars. We haven't danced the same thin ice, and my sympathy for your troubles I give freely without thought of reciprocity or scales on balance. It's the decent thing, that's all. Even if that thing is a stranger to so many. But there will be secrets you never knew, and I would not choose any other way. All my arrows are buried, and the sandy reach is broad, and all that's private cools pinned on the altar. Even the drips are gone, that child of wants with a mind full of worlds and his reddened tears. The days I feel mortal I so hate. The days in my worlds are where I live forever, and should dawn ever arrive, I will to its light awaken as one reborn. Poet's Night, 3-4. The Malazan Book of the Fallen, Fisher Keltath. Cotillion drew two daggers. His gaze fell to the blades. The blackened iron surfaces seemed to swirl, two pewter rivers oozing across pits and gouges, the edges ragged where armor and bone had slowed their thrusts. He studied the sickly sky's lurid reflections for a moment longer and then said, "I have no intention of explaining a damned thing." He looked up, eyes locking. "Do you understand me?" The figure facing him was incapable of expression. The tatters of rotted sinew and strips of skin were motionless upon the bones of temple, cheek, and jaw. The eyes held nothing, nothing at all. Better, Cotillion decided, than jaded skepticism. Oh, how he was sick of that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?